The BCSPCA has taken 18 cats and 2 kittens into their care from a single home in Delta. According to a news release, the cats were seized by animal protection officers after an animal neglect investigation was conducted by the BCSPCA. The cats were living in a home that had an overwhelming ammonia smell with piles of feces as high as 5 inches in some rooms, says Eileen Drever, the BCSPCA's senior officer protection and stakeholder relations. The litter boxes were overflowing and the few pieces of furniture in the home were soaked in urine. Drever adds it was obvious that the owners of the cats had become overwhelmed with the amount of work required to care for them. The cats were brought to a BCSPCA animal center for assessment and those that required veterinary care were taken to a nearby clinic. Thankfully, by removing the cats from the environment we relieved a lot of their distress, but they all smelled strongly of urine, says Drever. 4 of the cats required veterinary care. One of the cats has diabetes, one had a cyst on their tail that had to be removed and one of the cats had a fever but has already responded well to antibiotics. Another cat required tooth extractions. The 2 kittens are healthy and living with one of the BCSPCA's volunteer fosters. They are still nursing from mom but are starting to eat solid food. Given what they have been through, the cats are very friendly, adds Drever. One of the cats has an adorable trait of smiling when she meows. This is the second large intake of cats for the BCSPCA already in the first few months of 2024. It follows an intake of 40 cats who were surrendered in the Okanagan. This has been a busy start to the year for us in terms of the number of cats that have come into our care, says Drever. It puts a lot of pressure on animal center staff to find volunteer fosters for all of these cats, not to mention the costs of veterinary care, food and enrichment. It is not known at this time when the cats and kittens will be available for adoption. The BCSPCA will not be recommending charges. If you can help these cats and other animals in need at the BCSPCA, please make a donation today at spca.bc.ca/emergency-alert/.